To be honest, I like little kids. Now, hold on. Not as in the way that you just think I meant. Okay. Okay. But, like, little kid stuff. Like, little kid shows. Like, kids shows. When did you, like, to be honest, like, in a full... Like, you can't tell me that, like, if you ever see that a kid show is on, like, somewhere else, that you won't, like, sit and watch it for, like,
it a depends little... what kid show it is.
Not Bluey. Anything but Bluey.
I hate Bluey, bro. So many, like, my cousin okay, loved
like,
that show.
Total Drama-Rama Kindergarten, whatever that is.
No, but, like, when did you stop watching, like, younger kid shows in general?
Maybe not, like, 12.
I don't know. I still watch, like, SpongeBob.
Oh, you do?
Like, did you ever, yeah. ever... Oh.
SpongeBob's good. You... Only older episodes, okay? Newer SpongeBob episodes are not...
Evan, when did you stop watching Teen Titans Go?
Ooh, like 2.5 years ago. 1.5.
Yeah, that know. Sounds about right. For me, too. That show is good.
Uh-huh. That show was actually funny.
Like, people were trying to say that show was bad.
It never was bad, guys. Too real.
Only because, like, people were like, it's not serious. They just, like, make fun of Robin and make a bunch of stupid jokes. Yeah, that's the point of the whole show. Yeah. Kids think that's funny.
Yeah.
Whoa, I was gonna camouflage. Look at that octopus.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's kind of what octopus do. I mean, octopi, sorry.
You guys should say both ways.
Actually?
Uh-huh. Octopussies.
Octopussies?
I love octopussies.
Okay.
Okay, guys, let's calm down.
Just kidding.
That is zoophilia here.
What? Oh.
What? Yeah, if you actually want to do that, I have a place in my
okay,
house.
Okay, is it just me? What? Or if I lived in, like, the 1500s, I'd kill myself.
Well, yes. Oh, what?
Honestly, what's the point?
Why would you want to live in such a time?
Yeah, if the Black Plague was around, the Black Plague would not take me out, because I would take myself out.
I feel like time travel would be cool, but, like, if I were to...
Anything past, like, the 1700s is a little too far.
If I were to time travel to, like, way back in the past, and I'd be like, wearing regular clothes that I normally do, they'd probably, like, think I'm a witch and kill me.
I firmly believe...
Okay, so I've actually thought about that. What I would do is I would go back in time to where, like, a clothes shop is. And then, like, steal clothes. And then... You know, be a kid. Or take the clothes from a museum.
I don't know why people haven't just done this. Just say, I'm going to make my life goal to make a time travel machine. And if I don't make it, I'll pass it down to my kids to make it. And then my grandkids, right? Just give yourself that goal. And then also say, and then when it's finally invented, that person who invented it will come back to this exact moment in 10 seconds. And then in 10 seconds, a time machine will appear. Tell me why that wouldn't work.
Nah, because Stephen Hawking's already tried it. He had his,
a birthday party. Yeah. I heard about that.
No, he had a party for time travelers, but didn't tell everybody till the day after he had the party, so that only time travelers would know about it.
Which is so funny, and no one showed up.
Which means time travel was never real.
Unless
the people didn't want to go to Stephen Hawking's party.
Or they just
party.
Don't read English, and they just, like, didn't know. They might just not know about it. This...
That's a good point, actually. Shut up! Whoever made the time machine who lives in, like, China.
Yeah, real. Except, be real.
The problem is my theory...
Sorry, continue, no.
My theory is, like...
Okay, shut up, no.
When you...
Shut your whore mouth!
Go through a, like, time machine, you aren't on the same timeline as you just were.
No, like, I hate how Noah does time travel. I want to kill him.
Okay, do you do Do you do time travel as if... Like, you go back in time, you kill a butterfly, go back to the present, everything's different. Or, do you do time travel where you go back inside? You could just mass murder thousands of people, you go back to the present, everything's fine, because that already happened.
The first one?
Mm-hmm. How do you do it, Noah?
So, look.
Hear this guy. This guy. Shh.
Okay. Let's say I go to the past.
Okay.
And kill my grandpa. And then go... back to the future where I was, right? My grandpa's still gonna be alive because the past that I went to was a different timeline.
Okay, that makes absolutely no sense.
That's what I'm saying! I've been doing this for years.
If you go back to the past, you can't be
alive. Shut up! No. Your theory is garbage!
Fucking kill yourself!
No, your theory makes no sense.
That's what I'm saying!
You're not traveling universes. You're going back in time.
If you go back to the past, it's not going to be on the exact same timeline you already are on.
Yes, it is.
No, it won't.
Can I say something respectfully?
How do you change?
Because of quantum travel. No, that's how that works.
Because of quantum travel
doesn't exist.
No, but listen to...
everything you're basing your stuff on is wrong.
So everything you say... isn't actually scientifically proved, but
neither
you,
is yours.
If you look at, if you
can I bring up a philosophical query?
Yes.
Okay.
Please do.
So let's say you go back into the future 1 second before you went back in time, right?
You went to the future.
Let's say you've been in time machine, you go back 1,000 years, then you come back, but you're like a second behind, right? Those people in your world now, those family members, you don't actually know them. You've never met them before. You only know what they've done and what you've done to them. You don't actually know them. Because according to Noah's theory, I've actually never seen those people before. I've only seen who they are.
Your version.
Yeah. Meaning,
well, see,
that I don't, imposter okay, syndrome, you don't actually belong
there's
there.
There's no actual definition
and
of time travel.
And then is your other universe missing you forever? Did you go missing? Are you
gone?
Oh,
yeah. That's a good point,
yeah,
Noah.
What the hell, Noah?
Wait. Hold on.
I just brought up the best point ever. Kill yourself.
Okay, no. With your theory... With your theory... Shut up! With your theory, if you go back to the present, are you back in your normal universe?
Oh, but you're actually 0.2 milliseconds behind, meaning that you're in a new universe.
But that means you'd have to arrive...
Where do you draw the line? How many... Is each millisecond a new universe? Is each a millionth of a millisecond
every
a new universe?
Every second is part of a time travel.
Every single second.
Okay.
Also, you earlier today, you're like, actually, I don't know if time travel... time is just something that we made up. Time...
That was a, I was just joking.
No, you're like, time could might maybe not be real.
Time is real.
Yeah, it is.
But the, like, quantum theory proves...
Well, no, tell us how it proves it.
Yeah, Noah.
You gotta watch tons of videos. I can't say it in one sentence.
Noah.
It's like...
We have time.
People take classes on quantum theory, bro.
What is on quantum theory?
Yeah, what is it?
I didn't hear you.
No, what is it? What,
quantum theory. People take classes on quantum
theory. No, yeah, but
theory
what is it? What's quantum
there's
theory?
No specific definition of quantum
Wait,
theory.
Give us a little gist of it. What is it?
No, there's no specific definition.
Then how is there a class in college?
Look up the definition of quantum theory.
Yes.
Look it up.
I will. I'll read it to you.
There's so many different subjects of quantum theory. And no one specific thing of time travel can be true.
No, yeah, but yours isn't.
It could be. What if it is? What if someone invents time travel and mine's true?
The multiverse? Bro, first of all, you would be teleporting quadrillions of light years away to an alternate multiverse by just doing a little box of the past. That
all
makes no
I can
sense.
Find is quantum mechanics or quantum physics. There's no quantum mechanics is a field of study. Quantum mechanics is a fundamental theory in physics that describes the behavior of nature at a scale of atoms and subatomic particles.
Now you gotta look at quantum theory.
That's what I looked up, and there's nothing. All I found is quantum mechanics and quantum physics and how all that works.
Do we all know that... Because quantum stuff is like...
Oh, hey, hold on. Quantum theory is the theoretical basis of modern physics that explains the nature and behavior of matter and energy on the atomic and subatomic level. That is quantum theory in simple terms.
Wait, no, okay. I have a question for you. So, do you believe that time travel were real? That there are quadrillions of us everywhere?
Yes.
Yes.
That is true.
Yeah.
Whoa. Don't even.
No. This is different, Evan.
You're talking about multiverse theory. We're like, out of the infinite of space, there's going to be copies of us. But I'd like to say...
No, because if you went back in time to a time that you existed, there's going to be another one of you. And if you go to, like, a second later, another one of you. But that's you in the past. That's not a different universe.
Yeah.
That's just you in the past, Noah.
But you're saying that there are billions or quadrillions of different people across... You believe in the multiverse, that is. You believe in that time travel.
Yeah.
You believe in
the
entire...
My theory of time travel is based off things that I've read of quantum, but how do we actually know? Because, like, none of the quantum stuff is proven because we can't actually do any quantum stuff. So why do it's all, like, theory. Why do we take classes on something that's theoretical and not proven?
Because then people learn more about it, and then that becomes, like, their job, and then they
research it and
stuff.
Yeah, but then you have to, like, then you have to just make up some more stuff, because we have nothing physical that we can actually help prove.
You know what I love?
Anything quantum.
I love fake numbers in math. I watched a video on how these mathematicians figured out this thing where, like, this equation can't actually technically be possible. It's like doing a square where, like, you can't actually do it if there's, like, a certain number in it. So they just made up X. They're saying this X represents the correct answer, but they don't actually have it. And there are so many things in math where, like, we don't actually know if it's true, but something works, and we just do it. Like, if you put this plus X, it equals this, but we don't actually know why.
Yeah, like...
There's some stuff like that, and I think that's cool. But it's also like, what the flip, dude?
That, like, makes no sense. Like, what you say makes sense, but, like, the math doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because they're like, we know something plus this equals this, but we don't actually know. So we're just going to pretend X is it.
Yeah. We're going to pretend we know and call it X.
There's,
I'd like to bring up the multiverse theory. Because Parker, I would like to bring up this point. Parker cannot understand that multiverses are infinite. Like, there's a universe where everything is the exact same, except one blade of grass does not exist.
Yeah, but here's my issue with that. I understand what you're saying. Like, I understand it. I'm not, like, confused. I'm just saying I don't think that that's possible. There's not going to be, like, when it comes to people, too, people are so unique. There's not going to be another person who's exactly like you, and exactly like you, and exactly like you, sitting in a room together, like this, ever. There's not going to be someone exactly like us. Where the exact
exactly. Thing. Well, no, no.
Nothing, there's never going to be, like, an actual, like, multiverse where it's, like, actually us, too.
But, well, there's a... Yeah, you're right, because there's never going to be a universe exactly like us right now. But yeah. There can be universes similar, almost exactly similar.
That's the point, like, the universe could be the same, except this bottle right here might not have a dent in it.
No, but the thing is...
Like, you never put that dent in it.
You're telling me, otherwise, but with... Okay. But,
otherwise, everything is exactly the same.
But that just doesn't make any sense.
How?
Because your parents, when a sperm goes... It took that... Every single sperm in the entire world had it, that single sperm.
I know, but that's why it's the multiverse. Like, it's a universe where everything happened to line up the exact same
way. Like, we also, people, scientists don't think that space is entirely infinite. It's still, like, expanding and stretching. So, that if it, so it, the fact that it's not infinite means that there's a chance that there might not be an identical copy. Or, like, a near identical copy.
I'm saying that in order to, like, access the multiverse, I don't think there's a way that you can just, like, take a rocket ship that even if you could live forever and travel space, you'll never find it. I think it's, like, yeah, time travel, where you gotta, like, make a thing that brings you there.
And then again, we're both talking about two things that we have no idea about.
Yeah, oh, actually, yeah, this is all opinionated. Can't know.
You can't make an argument about something.
That being
something.
Said, I think Noah's time travel is ass.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, my time travel theory is probably not true. But everything I get from my time travel theory is from videos I've watched on, like, professors giving stuff on, like, quantum theory and stuff. So, like...
But none of the quantum stuff...
I think it's the least likely to happen.
Yeah, but the thing is, none of the quantum stuff can physically be proven, so...
No, dude, I think it's hilarious that people still think the Earth is flat.
Like, how?
Okay,
The thing I want to do is send up all the flat earthers to space and never bring them back down just to prove them that the earth is round and then they have to die up there.
Oh, what? Well, okay. Punished.
I remember, crap. I make it a goal when I meet someone new and I'm like, gee, I kind of like you. And then, like, I'll bring up flat earth and then they're like, oh yeah, it's flat. I'm sorry. I can't be friends with you if you're that dumb. If you are physically, mentally that dumb that you don't think the earth is round, I can't be around you. You're actually insufferable.
Didn't we used to watch, like, flat earthers, live streams?
I used to, I still sometimes do it. I go into flat earth live stream and call them all idiots and say that they're all dumb. And then I always get banned, but then I just go to other ones.
I love it. It was a Netflix show on flat earthers, and at the end, these flat earthers, they bought a device that could prove the, like, symmetry of the earth and stuff, because they wanted to prove that
it was
flat.
Because, like,
yeah. You can explain the device and stuff. But basically, at the end, what happened is every single thing they tried to twist and turn and, like, do and stuff, every time it came back as the Earth was round.
Okay, so what
it's because it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Whenever I'm feeling down, feeling stupid, I actually watch that documentary because then I feel like a genius. Because, like, all these people in this convention think the Earth is flat. Okay, but what they did was that they got these poles that are the exact same height, exact same, like, elevation, put a hole in it, and they shined a laser. There's a bunch across, like, a large amount of space. And they put a laser in one of them, and it would go straight through. But what they found out is, oh, the Earth curved, you idiot. So it didn't go through all the holes in the post. And they're like, oh, our technology isn't good enough.
Okay, well, hold on.
It went above the post.
They spent, like, so much money on it, too.
It, like, because the Earth is curved.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I have a question with that. If you have a giant pole, how's the pole bending?
No,
how does the pole bend? How does a metal pole bend with the curvature of the Earth?
No, if you have a curve and you put a pole here and here, they're not gonna, a laser can't go through both of those.
Okay, so what?
Oh, so
this
like,
is flat. There's a pole right here, right? The laser, they tried to shine it straight as a long distance and see if it would still be the same like length, but it went like down. It was at like this length of the pole while the start of the laser was up here.
Okay, because the poles got higher and higher. Wait, did it get? Wait, no. No, they didn't.
No, it was just all the same. Yeah. They, like, put like, a pole here and started the laser, like, right here. Okay? What they wanted to see is if the laser started here and kept going the exact same length and went through the pole at the exact same measurement as the top of the laser
so
was,
they were
right?
Hoping to go through the first hole, the pole and the last hole pole, but obviously it didn't do that because it's curved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it just hit the bottom. Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
But, like, also, why do people still think people are... Why would science lie
I feel like
about the... freaking shape of the Earth.
I don't know. That's pretty silly.
Yeah.
You have to be real stupid. You know that one lady? This is one lady who always talks about... What is this?
Jalapeno chips.
What is it?
Jalapeno chips.
They're...
Oh, I don't like jalapeno
chips. I'll take them back.
I'd actually like burn them up.
Oh, they're not hot. They're not hot at all.
Oh, but there's this one girl. Have you seen her? She's like... She's a flat earther. And then she also like... doesn't believe in gravity.
Oh my god.
The main lady that was in charge of the Flat Earth Convention documentary.
No, that was a guy in charge.
Well, there was a lady, too. There was, like, the two people.
Oh,
she joined later. She was converted into a Flat Earther.
Converted. If you're gonna be converted into believing something, it's probably not good for you.
No.
Like, oh my god.
Converted
Have you heard of the religion? It's like a fake religion they made up in, like, this one state with this spaghetti god.
And they wear the pasta trainers.
But they're technically allowed to put the pasta trainers in their, like, license photo, because it's for their religion. So the government had to let them do it. Because usually you're not allowed to do that, but they're like, I actually believe in this, and it's a real religion. They have to let them wear the pasta
trainers. Yeah, that's why you see, like, on TikTok, there's photos of, like, people with their ID with the pasta trainers, and everybody's confused. They're like, normally you're not allowed to do that, but it's because...
That is
they
actually
like,
kind of stupid.
It's so funny.
Like, I might, like, when I go to, like, get my ID photo, I kind of want to say that, like, my religion is Pastafarian.
Just so I can wear
a pasta strainer on my head.
That's, like, the only reason I would do that. It's just so I can wear a pasta strainer in my ID photo. Oh, you just have to say you're a Pastafarian and they let you wear this.
Mm-hmm. Like, they ain't another cheat word.
Yes. Everybody, remember, when you go to get your ID photo, or if you already have one, when you get your next one, you need to
I don't have to answer your stupid questions about my religion. They can't question my religion, my faith.
I think Christians should get a cool little hat where it's just a big cross on their head.
It
goes like 10 feet up, and they have to include it in the license photo. They have to go like 50 feet back to get your hat in there. And there's just like a long ass photo.
Could you do that? Because the cross is your religion.
Yeah, but you can't like have a hat. Like Christians aren't like wear this as a spiritual thing. Like, you know, it's not really part of it.
I mean, I guess you could wear like the Pope's robe.
Why are there so no? How why? I don't really know. You might know. Why are there so many kinds of Christianity? Like.
Just because,
oh yeah,
because it started with one, and then some people like believed one thing, and then they like other people told
I
them
thought
something.
It, no, no, no.
So then it would just split off. And,
I
like,
asked
cut
a, from I asked that to some guy who worked at this one church. I asked him why there's so many different types of Christianity, and he told me because once Jesus died, all these priests like didn't know what to tell people. So they made up their own thing. Because, like, there was no Jesus to tell them what to do. So, like, all these priests told their own things, which then became, like, Catholics. Mm-hmm. And that's all I remember.
And then once Jesus rose again, they're, like, they already had their religion, so they had to, like, go off from that.
I don't remember those, but that's, like, the gist of what I was told.
Oh, I was kind of... okay, kind of off topic, but on TikTok, I saw this one thing. It was like an atheist, what are they called, channel on TikTok? Are they called channels on TikTok?
Account?
Account, yeah. Like an atheist account, pushing like Christianity and Catholic stuff is dumb and stuff. And like, I'm like, oh, okay, guy. Like, I'm an atheist, but you shouldn't go like bashing people's beliefs. You just, like, okay. You can't do, like, you can't say Christianity's dumb. Like, stop. Stop doing that. Why,
listen,
why are you so mean?
Are you like a non, because atheist is a religion. Atheism is a religion.
Okay.
Of, like, random stuff. There's, like, there's like some things you believe about it, and then there's some things you don't. Are you just, like, you don't believe in, like,
I'm just a guy. I don't believe in God.
So you just don't have your religion?
Yeah, I just don't really have one.
Okay, so you're not an atheist.
Okay, I don't really know what an atheist is, really. But I just, like, okay, but this one account's, like, trying to be, like, oh, Christianity, it's not real and stuff. I'm like, why are you doing that? Why? Just tell people, stop.
There's no need for that.
Like, I would never try to tell someone that their religion's wrong. That's so crazy to say.
Everyone has their own opinion.
Yeah. Well,
just because it's different than yours doesn't mean you can slander them for that.
Yeah.
Okay, but, like, what if I, like, my opinion's, like, not that it's not, okay? What if someone's opinion was, like, oh, black people don't deserve rights? What do you mean people have their own opinion and it's, like, you can't slander them for that?
Okay, this is religion, though.
You said opinion.
Okay, religious. Okay.
What if their religion was, like, black people don't deserve rights?
That, first of all, I don't know what religion does that. Maybe some radical people and freaking, I don't know, I'm trying not to be racist.
Well,
I'm trying to
Republicans.
Those liberal sissies. I don't know.
Those liberal sissies.
This is a joke, guys. We're not a political podcast.
I don't even really know what the two political parties even, like, believe in, honestly. If you asked me, are you a Republican or a Democrat, wouldn't know.
What was Jack?
Which one is the donkey? Which one's the elephant?
And then he goes, because I like elephants, so I guess I have to be like this.
Republican is the elephant.
Yeah. Because he thought that whichever animal you liked more, you had to be.
God,
he did not think that. He doesn't want to. Oh my God.
No, like, I called him afterwards and I was like, oh wait, yeah, earlier you talked about that. And then I was like, you realize just because you like elephants doesn't mean you have to be that. And he's like, you're joking. And I'm like,
Jack's
no.
A mess sometimes, not gonna lie.
I love Jack.
I do too. Except for that, he's ginger.
Shut up! Why are you so mean to us?
Sorry, I just had to bring that back up from the last two podcasts.
These dolphins, I swear, need to get off the screen.
I'll change the video.
Has it only been 5 minutes, seriously?
What?
No, it hasn't.
Probably 15.
I don't think so. It's been 22.
Goddamn!
Alright, flat earthers and freaking time travel. There you go.
Okay, this was a very...
And. Rugby.
Ah!
Rugby!